So we're thinking later about blessing the Allenby communities, being sent to bless the Allenby communities. And I thought it'd be great to hear from Liz about one of the ways in which we seek to do that as a church, and that is Noah's Ark. So without beating about the bush, Liz, what is Noah's Ark?
Okay, so for those who don't know, Noah's Ark is a stay and play group for families with children from birth until they start school. We have mostly mums and grands come with the children, but we do sometimes have dads and granddads as well, so all are welcome to come and bring the children. Our usual format each week is that we would have a time of free play and crafts, which are related to our weekly Bible story. And then we have snacks for the kids, and we always have homemade cake and fresh coffee for the mums. And say anyone can come and have cake. And then we all come together for story time, Bible story, and singing.
I'm assuming the cake is for the helpers as well.
And the cake is for the helpers, yes.
So what's the purpose? Why do you run it?
We'll be hearing later from Steve about how, as a church, we want to be blessing the Allenby communities. And through Noah's Ark, it's a great way for us to get to know families within the community. Over the 4 and a bit years since we started, we've probably had a good couple of hundred families come along, and many of whom stay and are regulars, and we get to know very well. And it's a place where we provide a safe, fun place for the kids to play, and where the mums can relax and chat to each other while their kids are playing. And it's a place where we can really get to know the families. Steve will be saying, I don't want to steal Steve's sermon, but he'll be talking. I did this interview after the sermon this morning, and it works better, but I have to go to creche. So can't quite do it as well as that. But we want to be reaching people, with getting to know people and reaching them with the good news about Jesus. So it's a place where, as I said, we have a Bible story, so through that means they get to hear about Jesus, but also to have conversations with people, tell them about Jesus, and invite them along to things at church.
So what kind of people are involved in helping?
We have all sorts of people helping. We've got mums who come along who with their preschool kids, mums whose kids are already at school, and we have older, more experienced ladies. So somebody like Sheila sitting in the back there, she comes along and is a great help to us. And the helpers, they'll be there doing things like preparing snacks, but also playing with the children, talking to the mums, helping older kids do crafts, holding babies, listening to the mums as they might share their joys and struggles, and sharing own parenting experience.
Brilliant. So you mentioned Sheila, and this morning Sheila came up to the front and told us, but do you want to quickly tell us, how is Sheila helpful? What does Sheila contribute?
Sheila has said that she loves coming along, loves getting to know the kids, getting to know the mums, and also after church this morning, Sheila actually said to me, I love coming so much as a helper that I would even pay to come to be able to help. So we're a place that we serve the families, but actually I think all our helpers as well really love coming and benefit from it as well.
Great. So how can people get involved?
So we do have a great team of helpers, but not everybody in the team is a Christian. So although everyone can play their part and do wonderful things that do help to make Noah's Ark the really friendly place that it is, we would love to have more Christians coming along, people who have a passion for getting to know the families and telling them about Jesus. I read somewhere that the toddler groups that have most success in getting people from their toddler groups to actually become Christians have a ratio of about one Christian to every 3 families who come along. So we can't have too many Christians coming along. If you think that's a way that you could help serve, then that would be great. We'd love to have you on the team. But even if you don't think that's something for you, or Monday afternoons isn't a time that works for you, then do ask people from the team how it's going, because we would love to be able to be encouraged by you and to be able to share with you things they're doing. So as I said, this is myself, then there's Sheila, Catherine's involved, Katie's there regularly with Daniel, Claire comes with Joseph when she can. So yeah, there's plenty of us here who you could ask about it. But also pray. We know that we can only have success with what we're doing if it's the Lord's work. So yeah, we would really love you to be regularly praying for us. Each Monday in the church prayer diary, there's a prayer request for Noah's Ark. But also, if you'd like to pray more generally for Noah's Ark, then three particular things that you could pray. So pray that we would develop good relationships with the families who come. And pray as well during our Bible time each week. It's often a challenge. It's not necessarily the kids who are the noisy ones, but the mums will often sit and chat. So do pray that they would not be talking during that time. Even if they themselves aren't necessarily interested in listening, there are others who we do know are trying to listen. So if you could pray that there would be still and quietness during that time so that the story can be heard. And finally, opportunities to tell people about Jesus and personally invite them to come to events at church. We do always advertise church events from the front, but it makes a big difference if they can be invited by someone they've got to know.
Great. Well, I think it would be good to pray now. Are we praying for Noah's Ark later? We'll pray now. Let's pray. Father, thank you for Noah's Ark. Thank you for those who involved in leading it. And we thank you for the vision for it. We do pray that you would provide those people to get alongside the mums who come. We pray that it would be a real blessing to them. And we pray that a number of them would come to know the difference that Jesus makes to life and to eternity. And we pray particularly for quiet during the Bible time and for good conversations in the next week or two. In Jesus' name, amen. Great. Thank you, Liz.